We welcome you here live to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM, but we hope you're all having a wonderful Saturday morning. We got a great show planned for you. We'll be meeting with various coaches around the Arabian sports football world. But here for our opening segment, Zion Palmieri and I will just be looking back on last night's game for the Arabians, taking a look maybe what they did that they could correct on heading into back-to-back road games on their next 2 weeks, and maybe what they did right and highlighting on some things that we think they did. Good, but starting off, final score for last night, in case you missed it, Greenfield Central 43, Pendleton Heights 38. The Pendleton Heights Arabians taking their first loss of the season. They were 3-0 heading into the game. Heading into the game, they didn't let up a single point in their first three games, three shutouts to start off the year, and it was a highly anticipated matchup, as you know, Zion. I mean, Greenfield Central was also undefeated heading into the game. They scored the most points per game in 4A. Pendleton Heights, of course, as I was just mentioning, hadn't let up a single point, so it was a very highly anticipated high power offense versus high power defense. Not saying that Arabian's offense is bad, but or vice versa for Greenfield Central, but I think it was kind of that, like, this is a high powered offense versus a high powered defense, and it definitely was set up as that. And for Pendleton Heights, I mean, starting off with things maybe they did in a good way, I think considering just how much Greenfield Central pounded the ball, I think at times they showed that they could handle the run. I mean, the problem with that Greenfield Central running game, in my opinion, is just their length. I think all they have to do is get to the line of scrimmage. They can dive forward, and boom, that's 3 yards just like that. So I think that was really a problem for Pendleton Heights. We saw several times the quarterback, Dallas Freeman, for the Greenfield Central Cougars, again, just kind of dive past the line of scrimmage, and then boom, that's 3 yards, because he's 6'3". They got Jake Hinton, another one of the running backs. I think he's 6'4". Not everyone's that size, but that I think the size was a big thing for the Arabians. But again, I think they showed bright spots in covering up that run game. And say they meet him again, which of course last year they met him twice, and there's a good chance but it wouldn't surprise me if Greenfield Central is the team we see the most in sectionals, in the first round of sectionals. So it wouldn't surprise me if we see them again. I think if we do, we can very much beat them. I mean, these were two very evenly matched up teams. I mean, the score says that it was down to the wire. And I'm not making excuses here for Pendleton Heights, but, I mean, those onside kicks were killing us. One of them, the second onside kick, it was just a squib kick, the kicker for Greenfield Central. Just kind of kicked that ball right at the Arabian defender's ankles, and then it just bounced right back into his hand. So I think, I mean, again, I don't want to make excuses and say that was luck, because that wasn't the only play that the reason why the Pendleton Heights lost. They had several chances to mount a comeback or maintain their lead, and they unfortunately just didn't do so. But I think those two onside kicks, in my opinion, were the killers for Pendleton Heights. I mean, again, looking at that second one, Greenfield Central just scored. They took the lead by 4. They had a 2-point conversion that put their lead up to 6, and then right after that, Pendleton Heights was like, all right, we're still in it, and then boom, that onside kick, and a lot of that momentum and a lot of that excitement was just killed. So Pendleton Heights, it was a hard-fought battle, but in the end, you just couldn't pull away with it.
I think it was a dogfight. I mean, it was back and forth. Pendleton was leading at halftime, but I don't know if they expected so many carries. There were 70 carries on the night, which is just, I mean, Coach Richmond said it best last night. They won. Their offense was their best defense, and it really showed. They had 4 offensive rushing touchdowns, and you can't really win a game like that. I mean, there was some bright spots. They had, you know, multiple interceptions, stuff like that, but they just showed some holes in the Arabian defense.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, heading into this game, of course, you look back to last season for Greenfield Central. Of course, they were very famous for that wishbone offense. They ran it pretty much consistently, play after play, and they lost those three running backs, really. All three of those running backs that ran that wishbone last year were seniors. They graduated, so they had to adjust. Greenfield Central adjusted their playbook, and they sure did. I mean, we saw wishbone the most last night than any other game Greenfield Central played so far. I think against Mount Vernon, they only ran it once, and then against Greensburg, the game before Mount Vernon in week 2, they only ran it a handful of times, so they might not even ran it once. So I think Pendleton Heights was expecting the wishbone a bit, just because considering how much they struggled with it last year, especially in their first matchup against Greenfield Central last season. But I think what surprised me about Greenfield is Dallas Freeman. I mean, he had a very good game. He had 2 passing touchdowns. Sure, he had 2 picks. He had a fumble. 3 turnovers is not the best thing, but I think Freeman still showed his bright spots, and considering he's, again, just considering his size, considering that he can throw the rock. I mean, he could be a very, very dangerous quarterback, especially in that late latter half of the year. But for Pendleton Heights, looking back on there, we saw very much experimental plays last night. We saw Isaac Wilson line up as running back, maybe wide receiver, a couple times last night, and Colton Frank be the quarterback. And they didn't do it like one or two times. They were consistently running it in pretty much each drive on offense. And I personally love to see it. I think that Pendleton Heights was just kind of, they knew it was going to be a tough matchup, so they were throwing a lot of their formations that Greenfield Central hasn't seen yet out the window. And it definitely caught them off guard. There was a couple big plays that resulted in those formations. I mean, and I think it's really down to it. I think it's just they're using Isaac Wilson's shifty capability as much as they can, because I mean, most of the time Isaac Wilson was lining up as a running back or wide receiver, he was getting the ball, whether it was a wide receiver screen or whether it was a handoff, whether it was a pitch. We saw a couple of those, and on top of that, I mean, Colton Frank, I mean, man, he showed so much resilience in that pocket, showed a ton of poise. I mean, he had some beautiful throws. He had a pick, not last game, but the game before that against Newcastle. And, you know, he's the young quarterback. He's the backup. But, I mean, I'm pretty excited for next year after seeing this. And I'm not saying this year's over, of course. I'm just saying that next year Colton Frank is most likely going to be that starter. And, I mean, considering how he played tonight and considering how much more room for improvement he has, I think he could be a very serious quarterback in the Hoosier Heritage. Again, not saying he isn't already.
I thought it was a pretty nice showing from Colton Frank, whether it was just, you know, play calling to keep the defense on their toes or to prep them for next year when Colton Frank is the starter. He played exceptional football. I didn't realize how much of an arm he had. I believe he hit, I don't remember who it was, on a touchdown late in the game, right before that onside
Duroff,
kick.
I think. It was
Duroff.
Yeah.
Yeah. He hit that, yeah. He hit someone, and it was just got the crowd going. And I mean, that offense, most of the plays went to Isaac Wilson, but you did not know where that ball was going. I have not seen anything like that so far from this team.
Oh, yeah. But taking a look now at some other scores around the Hoosier Heritage Conference for Friday Night Lights yesterday evening. First off, one of the bigger games last night was Mount Vernon at New Pal. Of course, the Marauders and the Dragons last night, as we mentioned several times on the broadcast, they were the two top dogs in the conference last year. They finished in those top two places, and I think that definitely had some hype around it heading into this year. And, I mean, New Pal, I mean, they started off the season heading into that game. They were 1-2, and I think that record is just a bit deceiving because they faced Westfield and Decatur Central, which are just two phenomenal programs. So they definitely scheduled much tougher. If they scheduled easy, they'd be easily 3-0 and be considered, you know, the best team in the conference. But I think just because they scheduled tough, some people were kind of sleeping on them heading into this Mount Vernon game. I mean, Mount Vernon was also 1-2, so I guess I couldn't say that Mount Vernon was having some crazy good start. But it was close heading into halftime. I think it was a 1 or 2 score game at the halftime break, and the New Pal, man, they just carried away with that one. Final score 63-39, New Pal. I mean, again, that second half, they had a lead, but it wasn't a giant one. So New Pal really just sealed off the Marauders. No chance for them to come back, and they're going to advance to now 500, 2-2. The Dragons back to even. And then, of course, we were mentioning Pendleton Heights, Greenfield Central, in case you're just tuning in. Final score for last night, 43, Greenfield Central, 38 for Pendleton Heights. And then Delta Yorktown, that was at Delta. Delta continues their perfect season. They're 4-0. They're one of the two last remaining undefeated teams in the conference. They beat the Yorktown Tigers 22-13. And then finally, Shelbyville Golden Bears were at the Newcastle Trojans, and Shelbyville won that one 34-14. Shelbyville off to a very hot start on the season, probably one of the better starts we've seen from them in recent memory. They're 3-1, and of course Newcastle struggling a bit. They're now 1-3. Pendleton Knights was just beat them last week, but overall, I mean, we saw a couple dominating wins. But I gotta say, out of all those Hoosier Heritage games, again, I think it's a no-brainer that Greenfield Central Pendleton Knights one was the hardest fought one. It was the best game, and I think that showed both in the score and just being there calling the game.
That was, I bet that was one of the best games we'll see all season,
Especially
from both sides of the ball. I mean, it went back and forth the whole game. But it's just something to look at, especially with next game we play New Pal, and then after that we play Mount Vernon. So, you know, just as watches those teams, maybe New Pal just got the short end of the stick on their schedule.
Yeah.
You know, we'll just have to see until the season plays out.
All right, but with that being said, we will take a quick break. When we return, we'll be joined here by the quarterback coach for Pendleton Heights, Coach Frazier, on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Citizens State Bank. Citizens State Bank offers personal and business banking loans and investing services. Citizens State Bank has hours Monday through Saturday with a 24-hour drive-up ATM located in Pendleton at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com. Again, that's mycsbin.com.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Detour Salons and Style. Detour Salon and Style provides women, men, and children haircuts, special occasions, spa days, gift certificates, float tank therapy, massage therapy, permanent makeup, lash extensions, signature facials, IPL laser therapy, red carpet facials, and treatments such as teeth bleaching, hair removal, and more. On Facebook and Twitter or at DetourSalon.com, Detour Salon and Style.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM. We're joined here now by quarterbacks coach for Pendleton Heights, Coach Frazier. First off, Coach, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
All right, but looking back on last night, of course, we were mentioning there in that opening segment, we saw some very experimental formations from you guys last night. Colton Frank lining up as quarterback with Isaac Wilson, either in the backfield or lining up as wide receiver. So I want to focus a bit more on Colton Frank and opening up here. As I was mentioning, he showed a lot of poise last night, really had some beautiful throws. So really, what have you seen from him, not only last night, but so far really this year?
Yeah, he's been really growing into his role. This is luckily not the first time he's ever had to play in a varsity game. He got a little bit of experience last year and has kind of got his feet wet. But he's really done a great job this season being ready to go when he's asked, because he never really knows when it's coming. So he has to stay on my hip, and I just kind of yell at him to go in, and he's got to be ready. And that's not an easy thing to do when you're not in a game for the entirety of it, and you have to be ready and come off the field and come back on the field. Like, that's hard to stay in a groove, and he's done very, very well in staying in that. But he's a weapon, so we have a lot of weapons, and matter of fact, two of them play quarterback, so we get the opportunity and the privilege to use them both. And Colton has really grown and stepped up and grown physically and grown just as a quarterback in general. So it helps when you've got a guy like him that can step in and add a different, totally different factor to our offense that is awesome. And then when you add in Isaac as our starter, those two different dynamics make it something that's just unbelievable.
Yeah, but you mentioned there for Isaac Wilson, of course, he's been the starter for majority of this year and, of course, most of last year as well. And last night he got a rushing touchdown. He's had a rushing touchdown every game of the year so far. So really when it comes to really Isaac Wilson and his just growth throughout this year and specifically last night, what have you seen out of him?
He is he's a dude. There's no other way to put it. He is our guy. He had two rushing touchdowns last night. He threw for over 100 yards. He had a reception. I mean, like, there's not too many quarterbacks that can, around our league or in state, that can do that can play three different positions at once and excel at all of them. He's unbelievable. He leads very well. He's very unselfish, and he wants what's best for our offense. And he is willing to do whatever it takes to do that. He took a shot last night. Not a lot of people probably knew that. And he toughed it out, and you would have never known. But there are times when he can get banged up, and he won't ever tell you because he's not going to come out, and because he is that guy. So I've been really proud of him this year for kind of accepting that leadership role a little bit. Now that he is a senior, now that he is the established starting quarterback, like he has really grown into that and taken control of our, not only our offense, but our team in general. Just guys look to him, and rightfully so. He's earned that, and he demonstrates the correct way to lead, body language, mentality, leading by example, things like that. Like, he has done an absolutely fantastic job.
So, you mentioned Isaac Wilson is a senior, and we saw a lot more Colton Frank last night. Is there any thought in, like, oh, we'll put him in for increased reps knowing he will start next year just to get him that experience, or was it just to keep the defense on their toes?
Yeah, I mean, I think that when you have two guys like that that are both weapons in their own right, like it is when they're, you know, two of our best 11, it makes the most sense to have our best guys on the field all at once. That's kind of where our head's at, of just trying to get our, you know, our best 11 on the field for offense at a time, and making sure that we put them in the right spots to, you know, help us succeed. So, you know, next year is next year, and this, you know, this year we have a guy that, and Isaac Wilson, that can lead our offense in so many awesome ways. I mean, you saw last night that when we asked him, he'd lead a touchdown drive in, you know, a matter of a couple plays. And then you get Colton Frank in there, and that can do the exact same thing. So when we see that, we see a crazy amount of potential in what our offense can do. And, you know, we think we can move the ball on anybody, literally anybody. That is a very, very difficult style of offense to stop, and that's kind of where our mindset's at, of what else can we do with the two of them that makes it difficult for defenses and makes it so that they have to respect it and they have to defend it and they have to figure it out. You know, no matter how much we actually end up using it, they have to prepare for that, and that's one more thing they have to do, which makes it harder on them.
So far this season, your quarterback room has thrown one interception. I don't know if those numbers are correct, but that's
yep.
what I think.
Yep.
Is this a strong suit within the players, or is this something you teach? Or
yeah, they're growing up. They're making reads. That is something we work on. I mean, we work on that every day. But they know where to put they know where the ball should go. This week we worked a lot on just finding our open space. And, you know, like, it's whatever they give you, you take it. And usually there is a spot somewhere on the field that they're going to give you. And it's really hard to pick it off when you've got that much room. So, that is they're getting better in their reads. You know, as you go with each year as playing quarterback, you start to see the field a little better because you've got more experience and you know where guys are going to be. You've got better relationships with your receivers, and you can mesh up better. With that, so you know that timing is better. The ball comes out at a better pace, which is all just repetition. So they've done a really good job of protecting the football. That's been one of our keys this year, and from the quarterback standpoint, they've really protected it pretty well.
Yeah, and one thing that I specifically noticed last night was really the connection that I saw from both Isaac Wilson and Colton Frank to the wide receivers. I mean, there was a couple plays where it was like the timing was perfect, just pulling one out here. I know it was a draw, but it was Drake Stevens on an out route, and I mean, the timing, I think it was Isaac Wilson. He just put that ball perfect timed right there, and unfortunately, again, Drake Stevens dropped it. But really on the connection from both Isaac Wilson, Colton Frank, and the other quarterbacks in the room, both in practice and games, what have you seen with the chemistry with their wide receivers?
It's a really fun thing to watch. We have, I believe we had all receivers at least had one touch last night, including Isaac, who is our starting quarterback. So, that is a special thing to know that they have no fear to go to any four of them. Any and everybody has the opportunity to get a catch. And the time, we work routes on air. We work a lot of throwing during the week to get that timing down so that it's muscle memory when the game time comes. So no matter what coverage we get, we know where the ball is going to go at a really specific time. So like that, you know, that route you're talking about with Drake, or some of the deeper balls, or some of those quick hits. Like they have an internal clock, our quarterbacks do, of knowing exactly when that's going to come. So they know where to put it, and they've done a really good job. Our receivers have done a really good job of catching the ball and being where they need to be, to clean routes, that kind of thing. That helps the quarterback know exactly when those balls should come out.
Yeah, and I want to look forward now to the next couple of weeks. Of course, next week you're going to be at the road at New Pal, and although the stats might not say it, New Pal's a very, very good defense. I mean, they got Michael Thacker. He's still a very young defensive lineman who has had a very, very good high school career so far. He's big in size, so really against a high-powered defense, not necessarily New Pal specifically, but I mean, the Hoosier Heritage is filled with very tough secondaries, very tough defenses. So what do you think you try to teach your quarterbacks when playing a tough defense?
Yeah, it's all about composure, really. Like, I mean, we played a really good defense last night, and I think they kept their composure very, very well. The next couple weeks, really throughout the rest of this back half of our schedule, we're going to face nothing but good defense. I really reiterated last night of just, like, take what they give you. It doesn't always have to be a touchdown ball. It doesn't always have to be a bomb. you can dink and dunk all the way down the field if they give it to you. And if they take it away, then you go over the top. Like, there's always an answer as a quarterback. You just have to go find it. And sometimes it's evident, sometimes it's not. But I try and teach them in the best way I can to find it quickly and stick with your gut. Most of the time your gut is right. So that is I try and instill that in them to just trust it. And, they've prepared themselves and trained very well. I told them this yesterday. Now it's time to let the training and the preparation guide you, and then that's where the fun kicks in. You can go have fun and play free, and you know that your preparation is going to get you there. So, yeah, good defenses, but that makes me excited for the possibilities we have with our offense. There's so many different possibilities. We can move the ball on anybody. So they have no fear. That's the big thing with both my quarterbacks right now. They are fearless. Like, they are not afraid of anybody, no matter how big, how small, how fast, how slow. Like, they don't care. They're going to go throw touchdowns, run touchdowns, catch touchdowns, whatever it might be.
Now, last night you kind of proved that you can keep up this play style with, Colton Frank at receiver or running back or something, and especially going against those better defenses as the schedule goes on. Are we going to be seeing more of that, or do you see this as just untapped potential now, or what?
Yeah, there's about a million things we could do with it. We got a lot of big football brains on our coaching staff that love to spitball really fun ideas. So there will always be different instances where we will have a lot of good things that come out of that. But, we'll have to watch the film, and we'll start watching this weekend on what we could possibly do. And each week looks different depending on what defense we get, just depending on what coverages or what blitzes or what fronts or whatever different play calls work for different weeks. So we usually reassess that every week and see what we're going to use and do. And, it might be a lot, it might be a little, it might be everything in between. So I'm excited to get back to work this weekend and figure out how this next week will look, and we'll light it up once again.
But with that being said, that is all the time we have. Once again, Coach Frazier, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks.
But we will take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined here by the head coach for the Pendleton Heights Arabians, Coach Richmond, for our next segment on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Twister's Soda Bar, located at 3289 West Engle Road, right across from Pendleton Heights High School. Twister's Soda Bar offers a variety of drinks, including sodas, seltzers, lemonades, iced coffee, sweetened or unsweetened tea, snacks, and can combine any of those with their syrups, creams, fruit, candy, and edible glitter. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. More information is available at twistersodabar.com. Twister's Soda Bar.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is underwritten by Anita's Diner, located at 777 East Water Street in Pendleton. Daily specials both eat in and carry out from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. More information at 765-778-0001. Again, that's 765-778-0001. Anita's Diner.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on this beautiful Saturday morning. But if you're just tuning in, alongside Zion Palmieri, I'm Dawson Perrell. We are joined here now by the head coach for the Pendleton Heights Arabians, Coach Richmond. First off, Coach, thanks for coming down.
Hey, thanks for having me this morning.
All right, but starting off, of course, last night you guys took your first loss of the season to the Greenfield Central Cougars. But really, do you think this loss was a wake-up call for your team?
Well, I hope so, because, we did some things uncharacteristic. And, after evaluating the film and everything, film doesn't lie. And, sometimes doing the right thing is hard. And, you always rise to the level of your training. And, our habits, we talk about winning habits all the time. And at times last night, we just didn't do things that we needed to do. They made more plays. They're a very, very good football team. We've got to be better. So, we've got good players. We've got a really good staff that works very hard. We played very physical last night. But you know, it didn't produce the result that we wanted. So it's discouraging. But I'll tell you, there's nothing that's going to dictate my attitude and my energy and attack on how we move forward. So that we're going to get better from this, and the players, they've got to respond. So that's, you know, I'm not going to sit around and lick our wounds and mope. I mean, that's what a loser does, and I don't think we have losers in this locker room. And so that's how I feel about life, and that's how I feel about our football team.
Yeah, and last night your guys' defense definitely had its highs and lows. Of course, you forced three turnovers, but at the same time you struggled a bit with that run game late in that fourth quarter. So really from the defensive side of things, especially there in that early second half when you had those back-to-back forced turnovers, the first, a fumble, then a pick by Ryan Kiesling, what did you see out of them?
Well, I mean, we were playing our game. We played our game. When we started playing their game, then we lost the game. They scored 27 unanswered points. So, you know, I mean, if you do what you're supposed to do and you do it with an energy and a togetherness and an unselfishness, then good things happen. Same on offense. We can't score field goals against great teams. I mean, if we go to New Pal this week thinking we're going to win by a field goal, we're crazy. And, you know, I know Coach Ralph he's probably listening right now, and I have nothing but admiration for Coach. I mean, he and I have a good relationship, and I'll tell you, they are the gold standard of this conference. Greenfield is where they're at because New Pal raised the level of this conference the last decade. And take nothing away from Coach Nolting, but Mount Vernon is where they're at because Hancock County was tired of getting their butts kicked, and I'm tired of getting my butt kicked. So we need to raise our level and do things right and get our heads on and be ready for a battle Friday because that's what they're going to do. I mean, they just hung 63 on Mount Vernon last night. So not to get ahead of ourselves, but, I mean, that's kind of where my head's at. You know, we need some fighters and we need some guys to respond, and we need the right attitudes and coachability and humility you know, that's what's gonna take to get through this adversity. So there's no panic button. So you said wake up call, and I'll use your words because I'd agree. Like, you know, put up or shut up is where I'm at, and that's not a panic. There's some guys that are frustrated coming into film this morning. There might be some guys frustrated. They're playing JV this morning. Well, you have a choice. You can fight, and you can move forward, or you can hang your head. And you can mope about why life isn't fair, and that's how the world goes too. And you guys know successful people, they're not feeling sorry for themselves. And I don't think we have that in our locker room, and I think that's what's really driving me this morning. I'm excited to see the kids when they come in.
So last night, Greenfield Central recovered two onside kicks last night in crucial timing, one of which was more of a squib kick, but it's very bold play call. Were you expecting this any way?
Well, I mean, after seeing, you know, what Clint did, I mean, they were smart. You know, we're content with just kicking it out of bounds, apparently, instead of kicking it to an area of the field. You know, I feel like we have good kickers, but then we kick it out of bounds. So it's the same thing. Like, if we need to kick it down the middle and cover, then that's what we need to do. But we need to execute. And then, you know, those were, I don't know, bold, momentous. Like, that's what they do. Our kids know that. They've faked punts. They've onside kicked. That's what they've done when they get us on our heels. And that's the same sort of thing Mount Vernon or New Pal did last year. They threw a fake punt. We stuff them. We get them to punt on the first drive last year, and they throw a fade to their Division I wide receiver who's in coverage. I mean, we've got to make plays. I mean, they go for two last night on the first touchdown. We act like we haven't seen it. We've got a senior outside linebacker and a junior corner that couldn't set the edge and pay attention to their best player, 21, coming around the end. We've got to make plays. And that's not on those two guys. But at some point, like, no one's holding your hand. Like, players make plays. We say it all the time. The coach's work is done. Nothing I did last night. No play Coach Jesse called. No defensive scheme Coach Huth called last night determined the outcome of this game. It was players executing and playing their tails off. We were extremely physical. Guys played their hearts out, but we can't be scared to make plays, and we've got to be better reading our keys and playing ball. That's what it really just comes down to, and that's what the gold standard of New Pal, that's what they do. No matter what happens this Friday, their guys are going to do what they're supposed to do when they're supposed to do it, and they're going to do it with an energy and an effort that really is second to none. And that's why they have been the king of our conference. And if we want to be that, then we have to have better habits and react better in situations. And we will. That's what we're going to do.
So last night, Greenfield Central consistently played aggressive football, and they went for two-point conversions multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Were you expecting that, and why did you think they converted so often?
Well, they converted so often because of, you know, of us letting them. I mean, I'm not going to be a smart aleck, but we let them. And at times, we know they're going to be aggressive in all phases. I mean, on defense, all they did was blitz. I mean, all they did was blitz. On offense, they ran as many plays as they could, as fast as they could. And on special teams, it's no different. I mean, they attempted to take it to us in every phase. And they won as many points as they can get. And our opponents from here on out are the same way. They are going to try. I mean, that's the point of the game, right? Score more than your opponent. And, they got ahead of us there on the first one. But again, we're making it easy on them when we don't just play ball and when we hesitate and when we don't read and communicate and make plays. And, we had a great week of preparation. And we did some really, really good things last night. That's a very, very good football team. They are going to be a handful the rest of the season. They're going to be a handful in the tournament. And if we're fortunate enough, we'll get another chance.
Yeah, but focusing more on the offensive side of the ball, of course, last night we were just talking with Coach Frazier about something that stood out to me was really the connection between the wide receivers and the quarterback, whether that being Colton Frank or Isaac Wilson. There were several times where the timing between the quarterback and wide receiver positions were just on point. So really on the chemistry of those two and just the connection between the quarterbacks and the wide receivers last night, what'd you see from that passing game?
I saw us improve, and we're going to have to improve twice as much this week because we're going to have to read defenses even better and even quicker. The windows are smaller against the better teams. They played man coverage last night. We're not going to see all man coverage. We might see some man free this week and then the following week, but people are going to start mixing in zone, and we better learn to read or that's when turnovers will come. And the next few weeks, people are going to mix coverages and do some different things. And we've just got to continue to get better because there's no question the quarterbacks improved this week. There's no question the receivers improved this week. What I want to challenge is I want to see us stick on blocks down the field. Keaton Jones runs our power last night. And Reese Reddington, great job, 15 yards downfield, getting on his guy. Doesn't finish. Okay, and I don't know that we run away from number seven anyway, but if he finishes a little bit, Peyton Pollock did a great job pulling up through, okay? Linebacker goes away. He's working next level. He's 10, 12 yards down the field. He's got to find the free safety now. Those are next level kind of plays, and that's what the great teams do. I mean, in all honesty, they did that to us last night. They pulled through. Greenfield didn't kick out. There was no one to kick out or they whatever, and they work up the next level. They're blocking guys down the field. I mean, that's what good teams do. And they're not robots. They're football players, you know. So that's what we're trying to get our guys to continue to sharpen their skills. And no question, the receivers last week and the continuity between the two. Isaac, that's tough to do. You know, everybody thinks like it might be easy. I mean, Isaac didn't come off the field, right? So we only had 43 plays of offense. I think we threw it 22. We ran it 21s, just how it worked out. Regardless, he didn't come off the field. You know, he played tailback. He played receiver. And obviously he played quarterback, the majority of the time. But going from one to the other, and then, it's not easy for Colton to come in like that either. I think their unselfishness and their will to win and compete is obvious out there. And the receivers brought that too. I was really proud of some young guys and new guys. Big stage last night, you know. We had a drop or we had a, misconnection, right? Then later on, all those guys made big plays. You know, whether it was Giroff, whether it was Drake, on defense, we had some plays where maybe we missed a tackle or missed a read. We came back. Those guys all responded. So it sounds like I'm being critical and hard on these guys, but their goals are big, and my goals are big, and I'm not going to back down from what I expect and what they have told me they expect. So we've got to put our big boy pants on today because we're in big-time football, and this conference right now is second to none. There's no days off, and we got to be ready and willing right now to improve just as much as we did last week. If we don't work twice as hard this week, it's all for nothing, and we take a step backwards. So those are the habits that I'm really looking for, and I think the receivers, to your point, and the continuity with the receivers and the quarterbacks this week, they got that done. We gave up one sack against a team that absolutely unloaded on Mount Vernon last week. Unloaded on them. We gave up one sack. Outstanding job by the guys up front, too. So,
all right, but with that being said, that is all the time we have. We will take a quick break. When we come back, we will be staying right here with Coach Richmond to look ahead for the upcoming weeks for Arabian football on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show 91.7 WEEM.
This presentation of the Arabian Sports Network is brought to you by House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning, located at 8711 South State Road 9 in Pendleton, serving Pendleton and surrounding communities since 1960, offering residential heating and air conditioning service and installation, as well as financing and preventative maintenance plans. More information is available at 765-778-3838, House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning.
Bring our music and Arabian Sports everywhere you go by downloading our new app on your phone. It's called 91.7 WEEM. Whether you are on a run, in your car, or at work, you can listen to us live. Go to the App Store today and download our app on your Android or iPhone for free. Listen today here on 91.7 WEEM.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show 91.7 WEEM. We are joined here once again by the head coach for Pendleton Heights, Coach Richmond. But starting us off here, of course, Coach, because we'll be back on the road this upcoming Friday, traveling over to New Pal to face off against the reigning Hoosier Heritage champs in the New Pal Dragons. Now, what are you planning to work on in this week in preparation for Coach Ralph and those Dragons?
Well, we got to take care of ourselves, and that. Nothing's going to matter about New Pal until we correct some mental things for ourselves. And that's not to say there's these great problems. We got to fine tune some things mentally and be consistent with that, you know, because we've done a lot of good things here in the early part of this season. But all that is in the rearview mirror. It should give us a little confidence in spite of the loss last night. And at the same time, we got to be ready and willing to go compete this week and not let the stage and not let the environment. I love going down there and playing. I mean, it's a great environment. And I talked about this with you pregame yesterday. But, I mean, if you're a competitor and you don't like to go into that stadium with their fans and that sea of red, and, you know, offensively, it's the best defense in the conference. I mean, they are hands down. They have been for a decade, you know. If you don't want to go compete in that, then you should stay home, because it is absolutely why I wanted to come coach in this conference. And Coach Ralph, I give him a lot of credit, and New Pal. They have raised the level of the entire conference. That's to take nothing away from anybody else. But Greenfield is where Greenfield's at because of what they're doing right now. But the motivation is because of their neighbors, you know, and the same with Mount Vernon. Mount Vernon's won a state title in that time. Shelbyville is now 3-1, for everybody to know. Yorktown lost a tough one to their rival last night. I mean, the parity in this conference right now is knock down, drag out, and it is awesome. And I am, I'm grateful to be a part of it. And I hope these kids are grateful and ready and excited, because it's an awesome, awesome thing to be a part of. And there's no reason to be nervous. There's no reason to be fearful. And I don't think our guys are. And that's to take nothing away from anybody. That's where we're at right now. That's what I do hang my hat on. Played very physical against an extremely good team last night and against a very physical team. But that physicality only matters so much. You know, we got to start doing some things like we've talked about to get it done. You know, and doesn't matter if a guy's going to Georgia Tech or where he's going. You know, Michael Thacker's one heck of a football player. Best D lineman we'll see all year, most likely. It doesn't matter. They're going to be another guy. If he's not in there, there's going to be another guy that's going to do what Coach Ralph asked him to do defensively. And that's where we're trying to get to. okay? And we don't want to be them. We want to be the best we can be. And I'm awful proud to be an Arabian, and I don't want ever my message to be misunderstood there, because it is an awesome, awesome game to be a part of. And we've been close a couple times here. Last couple years, they got the better of us. So, you know, if we want to stop, you know, with certain results, then we've got to do some different things. And that starts between our ears in a lot of ways, and not just on Friday. It's the 6 days before that, you know, starting yesterday, really.
Yeah, and of course, you just mentioned there before, you can focus really on New Pal itself. You got to focus on yourselves, especially on that mental side of things. So after your first loss of the season, how do you try to mentally coach those boys again after that first loss?
In all honesty, the same as week one with a 15-0 win against Lebanon. And that's, you know, it's all about the process of going through the day-to-day. And it's mundane, it's tedious sometimes, but it's those habits that provide the results. And if we don't do right all week long, then we won't get it done on Friday. And it's not even a guarantee. We had the best week of practice this past week that we've had in some time. I mean, it was awesome. It was absolutely awesome. You know, I mean, the leadership of guys like Reese Reddington and you know, Reese Schnepp up front and Eli Libler. And I mean, the obvious with Isaac Wilson and Dresden Roberts and Trout. But at the same time, there were other guys leading. There were sophomores stepping up, right? Rylan Keasley. I mean, there's Luke Graham. There's guys stepping up and being impactful. And then they made plays last night, you know? But it comes down to consistency, and it comes down to every day, and it comes down to doing the best you can and doing what you're supposed to do in those hard times. Because there's also times last night where we reverted and we didn't wrong arm a puller. We did not step with the right foot. We did not strike with hands inside. We little things, you know, and fatigue adds to that. The physicality of the game adds to that. But there's no games coming up that aren't going to be physical, and that needs to be because we're enforcing that physicality. So I think that's something as we continue into this week, we just got to continue to sharpen our fundamentals, both mentally and physically. And, you know, obviously we're bruised up a little bit from last night, and we got to make sure we take care of our bodies, and we got to make sure we're ready. I mean, the weather's probably going to change at some point. You know, wait 5 minutes in Indiana and it changes, right? So at the same time, though, all that noise and all those variables are out of our control. What is in our control are our habits. And I continue to come back to that, and I'm not looking for perfection, but those habits are going to add up, or they're going to take away. And the same with the noise that we listen to, you know? I mean, we can't worry about the folks that doubt us. We can't worry about the folks that are not in our huddle and not in our locker room. And, you know, we got to all have that same mindset, and we got to be confident in it.
So now now focusing on that New Pal team you're going to face next week, one of the big names is Grayson Thomas, the senior running back.
Yeah.
He's had well over 1,000 yards in multiple different seasons, and he already has 500 on this year.
Yeah.
What is the game plan going to be to stop such a dominant running back?
Well, I don't know. But not even knowing right now, I have not watched a single clip of them this year, so not to sound wrong, but if we're not in our right gaps, if we don't take on blocks and destruct the blocks the way we're supposed to, then he's going to have a field day. You know what I mean? Last night, we didn't give up a lot of big plays. I mean, you guys saw that. I mean, we didn't. And so we can't give up the big play, but at the same time, we've got to take care of business immediately and not hesitate, because last night it was – they won on first down, and then a little bit, and a little bit, and a little bit, and then we couldn't get them off the field. I mean, and that's not because guys weren't playing their hearts out. You know, that's not because guys weren't being physical. They were. And that's a lot of times we were in the right gaps, but we got to go faster. And we got to make sure we get off of blocks quicker. That's very hard to do against good teams. And their O-line at New Pal is as well coached as anybody's. Grayson is an exceptional player. It's a double-edged sword, because you love to see a guy come back from an ACL like he did. You know, you root for a guy like that, and nothing but respect. But at the same time, you know, he's as good as there is. And so that's a challenge. But, again, I go back to, why do you play football? Why do you want to play football here? It should be to compete against the best on the biggest stage, you know? And that's where you're at. And it'll prepare you for something bigger, whether it be later in the season or later in life. And that's that sounds very coachish, but that's the true value of being a football player here is to be a part of a program that gets to go against the best players on the biggest stages. It's a pretty awesome experience.
So going back to last night's game, we saw you guys run a couple of new formations, including where Isaac Wilson lined up at either running back or receiver, mm-hmm. and Colton Frank was the quarterback. How do you think the team played in those new formations, and do you think it's something we could see in the future?
Well, I think, I heard Coach Frazier talking before, and, if Coach Ralph's listening, you'll only see Isaac at quarterback this week. You know, that's what I would leave that at. So, he knows better than that, and Isaac's a dynamic kid. He gives us a lot of options. And last night, the thing I was really proud of him with is it opened it up for other guys, you know, and he's very unselfish in that way. And he's a winner. I mean, he wants to win. And that doesn't mean it's easy. I mean, he is an alpha. He is an absolute quarterback. And he did a really good job at quarterback last night. At the same time, though, he's got a skill set where the team can utilize that in different ways. And it puts a lot of pressure on the other defense. And, that's something that not a lot of teams have. What I would tell you is because of the trust he and I have and the relationship we have and the relationship he has with Coach Frazier, he knows it's the best thing for the team, and he wants to win. And, it's not just because he got a catch. It's not just because he got a run. It's because that gave us the best chance to win, and we put 38 on the board last night, you know, against a really explosive, aggressive defense. So I'm not going to answer your question completely, but I don't have any limits on what we could do is where I would answer that. But here's the thing. We've got to be good at whatever we do. And so if it isn't good, we're not going to run it in a game. And that's where we experiment each week with different things, whether it's in the sets that you're talking about or others. And sometimes it makes it, sometimes it doesn't. But we've got to be really, really good at our bread and butter. Any team would say that. And, New Pal, for example, they're going to be really, really good at inside zone. And Grayson Thomas is part of that, but they're going to be really, really good at it. And I haven't watched a single play, but their quarterback has always been able to pull it and get yards. They'll be good at that, you know. They will have an opportunity at some point, and they will execute a pass play because that's what it takes to win the game. So we have to be ready to defend that. And then on the other side, we've got to be ready to attack their defense because it is a sound and 11-man unit where there's no chinks in there. There's no chinks in the armor. You got to make sure you're attacking and you're getting your job done. And it's 11 guys as one. And so I'm excited for the opportunity. We have a tremendous amount of respect for those guys, and that's what makes it a good rivalry.
All right, but with that being said, that is all the time we have here with Coach Richmond. Once again, Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Go Ravens.
We will take a quick break. When we come back, Zion and I will take a look at some of the other sports around Pendleton Heights High School for our final segment here on the Arabian Sports Network Coach Show 91.7 WEEM.
What makes education-based athletics in Indiana different from other youth sports programs?
Our coaches genuinely care about their student-athletes as people, not just as athletes. And their top priority is teaching and mentoring, not winning and losing.
Our student-athletes play for the love of the game. They have pride in their school and community. They want to represent something bigger than themselves.
Our parents and fans know the student-athletes on the team. They've seen them grow up and care about them. They paint their faces, pack the stands, and cheer loud and proud. I'm Robert Falkins.
And I'm Carrie Rosati. We're both assistant commissioners of the IHSAA. High school sports in Indiana couldn't be more different from other youth sports programs.
And we wouldn't have it any other way. Be a champion of high school sports and buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is keeping education in front of athletics. This is passion you won't find anywhere else. This is your IHSAA.
91.7 WEEM is a student-run radio station. We provide everything from programming, to music, to live sports broadcasts, and podcasts. But we can't do it without your support. Everything you donate goes to the students that operate 91.7 WEEM. Donate today at 91.7WEEM.org. Again, that's 91.7WEEM.org.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you back here to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM. If you're just tuning in alongside Zion Palmieri, I'm Dawson Peril. For our final segment here this morning, we're going to be looking around to some other sports around Pendleton Heights High School, starting off with the volleyball side of things. Of course, volleyball is one of the more popular fall sports, of course, behind football. But currently, the Pendleton Heights volleyball girls are 11-7. That's their overall record with a 61% win percentage. They're 1-2 in the conference. That puts them at fifth in the Hoosier Heritage. They're currently on a three-game winning streak, though. This past week, they saw a number of games for the first. Last Saturday, actually about a week ago exactly, they had a tournament on the road. Their first game in that tournament was against Newcastle. They beat them 2-1 in that conference win. Then they faced off against Perry Mitterrand, and they beat them 2-1. And then finally North Central, who they lost to 2-0. And then following that Saturday tournament, they saw Delta on Tuesday the 5th. They beat them 3-2 in yet another conference win. And then they faced their backyard rivals and the Anderson Indians at home. That was Thursday the 7th in another tournament where they beat them 2-0. And then Elwood in that same tournament Thursday at home 2-0 as well. Looking forward, though, for Pendleton Heights volleyball on the schedule. They're going to be having their Madison County, by the way, that Anderson-Elwood game, that was the Madison County, but they will be, of course, continuing their Madison County run here this morning, actually, at 12:15. They will be continuing that run, their third game in the Madison County tournament. That opponent is still to be determined. They're going to be having their first game actually just a bit before at 10:15 to determine who Pendleton Heights will be playing. And then if they keep on going, then they'll at 1:30 they'll face that final round of the Madison County tournament. And then looking forward to the week on Monday the 11th, they'll be here at home to face off against the Hamilton Southeastern Royals. Then on the road on Tuesday, making the long trip over to Muncie Central to face off against the Bearcats on the 12th. Again, that's 6 p.m. will be the start of that one. And then Thursday the 14th, you got New Pal at home. And, of course, New Pal, tough team with the volleyball side of things. They're currently 10-2. They are 0-1 in the conference, but 10-2 right now. They face several tough opponents, so I think that's the game to really look at for Pendleton Heights this week, as you'll mark that in the calendars. But then again, Hamilton Southeastern, I mean, they're undefeated, so I guess I'll take that back. Hamilton Southeastern is one of the best volleyball teams in the state, so I think Pendleton Heights has a real chance at them. I mean, Pendleton Heights at 11-7, they face some tough teams. They've beat some tough teams, so I'm pretty excited to see about that one. And I don't know, I might go to that one, see what happens, because I think that could be a big upset at home against Hamilton Southeastern.
Looking a little closer, the Arabians are 11-7 with some big seniors like Michaela Ross and Annie Canada stepping up. Michaela Ross does have 141 kills on the year so far, so it's just something to watch as this team, you know, progresses and goes into their playoffs.
All right, but switching things over now to the boys' soccer side of things. Currently, they're sitting at 4-1-1. Taking a look on this past week for them, their first game came actually a little while ago, the 31st of August. Or that was their first game of last week against Anderson. They won that one on the road 4-0. Fishers here at home, they beat them 2-0. Or excuse me, they lost to Fishers at home 2-0. Fishers is a tough team. I mean, they're here. They're 5-2-2 on the season. They're second in the Hoosier Heritage, but that's a tough schedule. But looking forward for boys soccer here this morning, or here this later afternoon, I'll take that back. They'll be continuing their Madison County tournament here at home, it looks like, or scratch that, that'll be a neutral game. That'll be 3 p.m. And then Wednesday the 13th, they'll be on the road against the Yorktown Tigers. 14th, they'll be back at home against the Delta Eagles. 16th, on the road against the Heritage Christian Eagles, excuse me. And then finally on Monday the 18th, they'll be back at home in a Hoosier Heritage mashup against the Newcastle Trojans.
So the Arabians are 4-1-1 on the season so far, and it looks like some big players are stepping up. Jack Weflin, he has 3 goals so far. Dylan John, 3 goals. Grayson, I'm not sure how you say that last name, but he also has 3 goals on the season. And it looks like, you know, juniors, there's a couple seniors, sophomores. There's some young players in this soccer team, and it's just going to be fun to watch over the next couple of years.
Yeah, personally, I haven't been able to make a soccer game just yet for the boys' side of things, but I have heard, and definitely they got a lot of potential. They got a young squad. They do have a couple seniors, of course,
a couple to mention, Jacob Sikorsky, Ethan Duncan, and several others, Blake Strauss, some of those guys who are taking kind of a leadership role. I think boys soccer, I mean, sure, you're sitting around the 500 range, but you've taken down some big teams. And similar to volleyball, I think you have the potential, no matter who you're facing up against, to take them down. I mean, we've seen that out of pretty much every single sport at Pendleton Heights. They can definitely pull off any upset. They're a threat at any game, and I think other schools recognize that. But finally, we're going to switch things over to the girls soccer. Their story is not really the same for the boys. They're currently 1-6. They're having a tough start to their season. They are 1-1 in the Hoosier Heritage Conference, though. They're fifth. That puts them at fifth. Their only win came last Tuesday, the fifth, against Shelbyville on the road, 3-1. But they'll be having a game here this morning at home at 11:30 a.m. That'll be against North Central. North Central currently 4-5 on the season. North Central, of course, another big program when it comes to sports. They have a very, very good football program. They're really recognized as the best football team in the state of Indiana as of now, but as well as soccer. I mean, in girls soccer, you're 4-5, but I think Pendleton Heights, I mean, right now it's a lot of a mental battle, I'd say, for the girls soccer side of things. Yeah, you're 1-6, but you gotta remember that each game is a new game, and that scoreboard will start 0-0 no matter your overall record. So I think if the girls keep that in mind and they really work hard, I think they could make some noise, and I'm hopeful that they make some noise in the latter half of the season.
So their last game was a win, so hopefully they can take that streak and just go on a win streak. They are 1-1 in the conference, although they're 1-6, they're 1-1 in the conference, so just something to look at.
Yeah, and I think, as you mentioned there, their last game being a win, their first win, I think they could kind of take that and use that as motivation and confidence and keep the stride going. And we see that a lot with all sports on all levels. You lose and you lose and you lose, but then that one win will just got you. It'll get the gears turning, and then you'll get on the road. And of course, you're already halfway through the season, which is kind of a sad thought, but I think, you know, again, that one win, you can use that as motivation heading forward. And finally, I know we already looked at it pretty much for this entire show, but for football, of course, you'll be on the road for your next two games, the first against New Pal, that'll be next Friday. And as Coach Richmond was just mentioning, I mean, New Pal, they're arguably the best team in the conference. I mean, Grayson Thomas, he was injured last year. He had a bad ACL tear, but he's back, and he's making a recovery, and he's looking like better than he's ever been. We were mentioning there on the coach's show, he's been starting running back for New Pal all four years now. This is his senior year, so all three prior seasons in his high school career. And each of those years, he's had 1,000-yard rushing. I think he's one of only two New Pal running backs in the history of the New Pal Dragons to have over 4,000 yards in your high school career, and I think that just tells how good of a running back this guy is. Again, there was some question marks heading into the year after he went down in the playoffs last season with an ACL tear, but he's back, and he already has well over 500 yards in the season, and we're not even halfway. So I think, of course, he's on pace to have arguably the best season he's had his senior year. So that is a feel-good story, but I think for Pendleton Heights and containing him, you just, again, as Coach Richmond was saying, fill the gaps. And I think, fortunately, you already saw a crazy good run defense, so it's not like you've been seeing all these pass-heavy offenses, and then you're going to be seeing a run centralized team. And not saying that New Pal is. I mean, they also have a very good quarterback that can get it done in both the air and the ground. And then, of course, the defense. I mean, Michael Thacker is another player. He's got offers from Tennessee, several other colleges. I know Tennessee is one that stands out, especially due to Tennessee's recent success. But he is just a different breed. I think as a freshman, he was a 6'4", 200-pound, absolute beast of nature. So Pendleton Heights' offensive line will have quite the challenge with him. I know, just speaking with some of the offensive linemen for Pendleton Heights around school, they say that Michael Thacker is hands down the toughest guy you have to go against in your entire schedule, conference or not. He's just the hardest player to block, hands down. So it'll be a tough matchup. And then the defense overall, not only Michael Thacker. So I'm excited to see what Pendleton Heights can put together, though. And it wouldn't surprise me if Pendleton Heights can come out of the gate swinging against New Pal and put a couple scores on the board early, and then following that, just can maintain the dominance, which I think is Pendleton Heights' struggle, at least we've seen so far this year.
I think if they want to win, they got to start out early. It's best to, you know, hold the game down from the start. I mean, they got to contain Grayson Thomas. He's got 165 yards per game so far. He's got 7 touchdowns.
Yeah.
He's just a beast. You got to contain him. On defense, I don't know if this is correct. They have 2 sacks on the year. I don't believe the game from the previous night was entered, but they have two sacks on you. You know, while you mentioned Michael Thacker, just something to watch for our offensive line is they held up pretty well last night. Just something to watch for this next game.
Yeah, not only, I mean, of course, Grayson Thomas, the dominant running back, but he's got dominant offensive line. It's led by Ohio State commit, best offensive line, at least according to 24/7 Sports in Indiana. He's committed to Ohio State. I mean, they've got a crazy good offense. They've got D1 recruits everywhere. It'll be quite the challenge, I think, is the best way to put it. But with that being said, that'll do it for our show here this morning. Once again, alongside Zion Palmieri, I'm Dawson Pear. We hope you all enjoyed. Thanks to all of our listeners. Thanks to our board up back in the studio, making sure our broadcast runs smoothly. And finally, thanks to all of our sponsors. Without you, we wouldn't be able to come out here and do these games and do these shows. So again, thank you. And finally, thanks to all who tuned in. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.